A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mishanganya, who is this Friday, August the 27th, 2021, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, like my colleague Marvelous has just said, we would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, tonight on Live Talk, we are not able to give you our usual show since we are broadcasting from our homes.
And the Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and the 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can go to www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
And thanks again for joining us. You're listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we're talking about the reopening of schools on Monday and the COVID-19 pandemic and other issues.
Yes, the announcement by the government this week that pupils are writing examinations, those who are writing examinations will open schools on Monday, while those who are not will start school on the sixth of next month has riled some parents.
The announcement came as a surprise to some parents because a day earlier, the government had announced that the COVID-19 lockdown had been extended by another 2 weeks.
What has further frustrated some parents is that students will be required to pay for their fees, including the time that they were not going to school.
But first, let's give you an update on the COVID situation in the country.
As at 26 August 2021, that's yesterday, Zimbabwe had 123,986 confirmed cases, including 110,183 recoveries and 4,356 deaths. To date, a total of 2,453,529 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
And as Zimbabwe needs to vaccinate 10 million people for it to reach herd immunity. But in its latest situation report, the Minister of Health says 18 deaths were reported due to COVID-19 yesterday. And also 275 people tested positive for the COVID-19 virus.
Yebo, Marvelous. Zulugandaba siyadibana kuhlelo lwethu lwe Live Talk. Namhlanje ke siphethe indaba ezithiyathiyeneyo. Ye, siyaqala ke njengensukwini ngokukhangela ke inombolo zama COVID-19 le coronavirus. Ye, ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi lona kulabantu abalitshumi lasitshiya kalombili 18 ababhubhileyo izolo bebulawa ke yi-COVID-19. Ye, leyo nombolo ke ikhanya hayi itshengisa ukuthi kungani kusiba nganeno kuyehla kunsokana ezedluleyo. Siye sabona kufika abantu abefika bona ikhulu 100 bebulawa ke yi-COVID-19. Futhi ke izolo ke kule 275 abantu ababanjwe igciwane le-coronavirus okuthiwa ke yi-positive ngesilungu. Sizakhangela njengokutsho kwethu udaba lokuvulwa kwezikolo, siphathe njalo lezinye indaba ezithiyathiyeneyo. Marvelous. Marvelous.
Yes, kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu aiwa tinokutsinganidza nemufaro nhasi musi wechishanu August 27, 2021. Ini ndiri Marvelous Mishanganya uye ndiri kuno ndikutsvengera ndiri kumba pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19. Nhasi semusi wechishanu kudai tiri kutarisa zvakasiyana-siyana. Tange tiri kutarisa isu pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19 icho chanesa pasi rose. Totarisa zvakare pamusoro penyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro uko kwakatarisirwa kunge kuri kuitwa nemuvhuro uno. Asi vazhinji vari kushora kuti kosei zvakanyanyozotaurwa mushure mekunge hurumende yazivisa iyo kuti yakange iri kuwedzera lockdown kwemaviki maviri. Saka ndozvino zvatange tichikukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo. Tichitarisa zvakare mamiriro akaita nyaya yedenda recovid-19 munyika. Tichiedza zvakare kutaura negweta riri kumirira vakamborwa hondo yorusununguko vapfumbamwe vatakaona vachisungwa nezuro asi vakazoregeredzwa. Mambakwedza wanhasi vachinzi ivo vakange vaenda kumahofisi egurukota rezvemari vachienda kuti vanoratidza kusafara kwavo pamusoro penyaya yekuti vari kuhoreswa ivo mari yavo yemudyandigere ino yavanoti 16,000 RTGS mari yavanoti haina uremu sezvo vari kuti ivo pari zvino kugara munyika kuri kuti dhurei. Saka totarira kuti bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti kubva muna March gore rapfuura pane vanhu 123,000 vachitaudzira vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri covid-19 uyezve vanosvika 110,000 nekutaudzira vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri vachiri kunda. Tozotarisa vakashaya kubva kudenda iri pari zvino vakamira vari pa 4,356. Totarira vawanikwa ivo vachidaiwa nhomba yecovid-19 vaakudaudzira 2.4 million pari zvino. Asi bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti panodiwa kuti nyika ibaye vanhu 10 million kuitira kuti pawanikwe iya inonzi herd immunity kuitira kuti denda iri risarambe richisekeshera kana kuti vanhu vasarambe vachitapurizana denda irori. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura nazvo muzuva ranhasi semusi wechishanu kudai pano paLive Talk yatiri kukupakurirai tiri kuno kuWashington uyezve tichipakura tiri kumba hake.
Yes, Mavelasa, thank you so much. We have our first guest here, Mr. Begilizwe Ndlovu. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Kandi.
Yes, you are in South Africa. Maybe can you give us an update of what the situation is like concerning COVID-19?
Well, the situation is under control generally, but issues of whether to vaccinate or not vaccinate, they continue to dominate, South Africa with some people. You see, even on social media, people joking about these things, to say the world has been divided now into two groups of people, those who are vaccinated and wish that those who are not vaccinated and are waiting for those who are not vaccinated to be vaccinated, and those who are not vaccinated waiting for those who are vaccinated to die. So that's the situation in South Africa. But lockdown is not that tight anymore. So people have gone on to live their lives. The controls that are there, I think there is cohabiting now. People are happy that they've learned to live with it to a large extent. Although there are still, serious infections happening and the numbers out. Someone was talking to me a few minutes ago to say about 12,000 new cases in the last 24 hours.
Okay. So in terms of of deaths, are you hearing anything? How many people are dying and so forth?
I may not know the actual number, but here and there you do hear of people still dying of COVID, yes. I don't have the actual numbers, though.
Okay. I was talking about, during the height of the pandemic, we had some people were saying that on a daily basis you hear of someone who has died, that kind of thing. Is it still the same?
No. The numbers have decreased. There was a time when it got bad, even in family WhatsApp groups, you whenever anyone knocked to talk, you became afraid, because it was bad news after bad news. So, but now it's rare to hear such deaths. It's more of natural deaths, and then rarely any COVID deaths.
Okay. Yeah. Now let's look at another topic, and the topic is schools reopening in Zimbabwe. We had last week, actually it's this week when it was announced that the lockdown is going to be extended by 2 weeks, but the following day we had that schools are reopening on Monday. What do you make of that?
Well, Zimbabwe is such a difficult environment, especially in terms of decision-making. There's been poor decision-making. There's been poor decisions that have been made that were tainted by the politics of the country. So I'm still trying to read the politics behind the decision to open schools when it does seem that things are still not that good in terms of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. I'm yet to establish in my mind why when you have decided that you are going to extend by 2 weeks, you let school children then go to school. What does that do? Because the interaction of school children at school could actually just spiral the numbers, because if a child goes to school, interacts with the other children coming from other families. So if you have decided that it's 2 weeks lockdown, why would you say children should go to school? There's some politics behind that. If we watch closely, we'll see the politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now when we look at the general situation of education where, you know, COVID seems to have disrupted everything, what do you make of the future of education, especially in Zimbabwe, where we know, not accessibility to the internet is limited, especially in the rural areas where the majority of people live? What do you make of the future of education as a result of COVID?
I think it can still be rescued if there is positivity. Look, I'm not young. When the war of liberation happened in Zimbabwe, I was living in the rural areas. The schools were closed for about 2 years. So they were actually closed in 1978. And we were, just kids, not going to school, doing a lot of mischief. Come 1980, schools were closed. We started afresh. Some of us had to catch up, and so with positivity and serious leadership, this can be rescued. I think there is no need to worry that much. What's important is after the dust has settled, for leadership to begin to think seriously about ways of rescuing education and putting the country back on track in terms of school. You remember how thorough the interventions were in 1980 when we went back to school, and even guys who had gone to war. I remember we went to school with elderly people who had gone to war but then decided to go back to school. And here we are today, having gone to school after such a serious problem. And I believe the same can be done around the COVID. After the dust has settled, we can go back to normal and even do better. Use it as a springboard to do better than what we're doing before COVID came. Mm. Because in any case, the Zimbabwe education was going down in terms of quality, with teachers leaving and going to other countries for greener pastures, as it were. So there's need to relook it and bring it back to what it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when we look at the quality of education, especially now with, new technology, do you think that the country needs to invest more in, new technology in order to keep up with the rest of the world, especially when it comes to distance learning?
Of course it does. Certainly, yes. We cannot, continue to be locked outside the world, because that's what it does. Again, I will emphasize the fact that with limited resources, I want to say yes, technology is important, but that positive attitude of even as we lack, we can still, work our way up around the rough terrain that we find ourselves in. So that's the hope that I would speak to the ordinary Zimbabwean who finds himself, in a situation where leadership is not that good and they lack certain resources that are important, like technology. They should think, even as it is, that they can rescue their own path and be able to find themselves in a better place in the future. But yes, very important that if resources allow, they should be an extension in terms of technology. It should go to the rural areas. The kids should use the technology in the rural areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting, because you know, you talked about how education rebounded after 2 years, you know, when during the liberation struggle, and at that time we didn't have the internet, social media and so forth, but we managed to get back on track. So I think it's still possible, even though you know, we are having these problems. What do you think?
Definitely. I totally agree with you that it's possible. There should be that, you know, general positive attitude towards rebuilding. If people could rebuild after such a, you know, a situation, the liberation war, this time it's even easier because technology is there. I think that I can teach my child. I can teach, if the technology at home, I can teach a nephew or a niece from here, from South Africa, through Zoom, you know, take them through a maths or geography lesson and assist. This globalization, the fortune that we have, sort of makes it easier for this COVID disturbance compared to the war disturbance that we had in the past.
Okay, marvelous.
I wapo tukun zwa mnyarika miwedu warukutawara iwo kuti sema onero awo warukuti takaona kuti mshure mekunge paita hondo yoro sunguko nyaya yezizo takaona isizo zoka shakare uyeshe tikaona isu vamwe wakanga vacho kura vachinge vachipinda mshukoro mshure mekunge hondo yoro sunguko ya pera saka hondo ya COVID ita na ita pera shakakosha kuti pawani kwepachiki wa shukwani kito nyanya kumamisha kuitira kuti technology iwanike iyo ichishandiswa mukurandudzira nyaya iyoyi yedzidzo munyika. Saka vari kuti aiwa chinodiwa kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachiitira kubatira pamwe panyaya yekuti nyaya iyoyi yedzidzo iendeze mberi.
Yes, thank you, marvelous. We have a video which was sent to us by Ezra Jesus Banda, Mnumzana Ndlovu asime nkancane sibukele ivideo esithunyelwe kobulawayo ukuthi bathini ngendaba yona le esikhuluma ngayo emfundo. Just for no.
Manasa kuyi. Yebo ngoyi ungaphilapha kobulawayo.
Lapha ngihlala eMbundane.
EMbundane. Nazi isikolo kuthiwa sivulwe. Uthini wena ulabantwana umzali?
Eh umzali ndabahlala.
Bafunda.
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 Omunye ufunda eSepoting.
Eseboarding.
Yeah.
Akutsho kuthiwa zivule izikolo. Umntwana lo yeboarding. Ebengafundi isikhathi ungelesi.
Ukuzibhadalela
wena.
Ngizibhadalela mina yethu. Lawu online lessons online.
Awusitheleke ukuthini ngalokuthi izikolo zivule?
Nathi ingona ukuthi babaphambanise ikhamini lapha ikhama abadala ukuthi izikole zivule ngi-two days zezikole zezivule ngaphithi i-lockdown ngaphithi izikole zivule mhlawumbe ziyavula.
So lapha ukuthi udevelope message amaninginingi abuyayo ngoba kwathiwa sekule lockdown ingeze nge-2 weeks ngoba kuthi abantu
after 2 days ukuthi izikole zivule.
Abantwana bazahamba njani?
Abantwana bahamba njani ukuthi uzatravel abadwana ezikole only.
Ngawufuna ukuhambisa umntana akho hayi kumele angene
ebhasini
esikolo.
Esikolo.
So ubona ngani abantwana ngabe kukuhle ukuthi babhalele amazamanishi?
Mina ngibona ukuthi bebhalezele babhalani babafundele. Olo nto bayibhala ukuthi angathi abaphinde.
Ufisa ukuthi ngabe uthoke
aphinde? Aphinde.
So uzathini wena njengomzali? Ngizothawula lokhu elibizelwe ama-school fees even abantu behlala abantwana behlela ikhaya.
Isikufizi sizabhadala kudala. Sizabhadala phansi kwemizi lokuthi lockdown. Sizabhadala.
Kodwa le into ethi mngathi libhadale futhi.
Amboni ukuthi ngathi sibhadale.
Ngizokuthi ubuye ubhadale.
Hayi akwa ngwaliyo lebithi thini zabe sewawa kuyini.
Uthi libhadale nina bafundana.
Awukwenzi hayi akwenzi government.
So wena ngathi ungathi advise uhulumeni ungamthethe enzini.
Uthi abantwana okay 7 nawo form 4 bephinde.
Nawo form 6.
Nawo form 6.
They are the sentiments of one parent. He is saying that pupils who are doing grade 7 should repeat. What do you think of that?
Well, it might be a good observation. I'm not on the ground, but I think it might be a good observation. I'll tell you my personal story, when the schools were closed, moved to town, there was no place for grade one. I went to grade two. But when we went back home, I went back to grade one. So that was some kind of repetition, because the schools were closed, I was doing grade one. So I would listen to that person. I can't make a judgment because I don't have enough information in terms of how much they have lost. If the sense is that they've lost too much based on the observations of those who are on the ground, yes, that decision should be made for the kids to lose a year, but they gain enough knowledge. We are known internationally, and especially in Africa, as a country that runs a good education system and produces a serious graduates in the process. And that should be remembered and corrected and reinstated by a country that wants to improve. So I wouldn't argue with that person. I would take that as data that is going to be processed for decisions to be made in future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting news coming from the ground. But
yes, please, maybe if I can just bring in, we've just got our guest from Zimbabwe, and their line is very bad, but let's just welcome her to the program and just quickly give her a chance to introduce herself and to tell us what she thinks is the way forward regarding the opening of schools. Go ahead. Hello?
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Tell us your view about the opening of schools.
In terms of schools opening, I think it's very immature to say we have to open schools now. When the for example, we're just in many angles to open schools. And the day before, you know, on Tuesday, we're told that level four lockdown is just extended for 2 weeks. And then now, the next day, schools are opening on the 13th. So I think it's premature in terms of the teachers, the parents, and teachers, the learners also. We cannot be, it's just like a command opening of school. You should go to school now. So I think it's premature to say the school should open on the 13th of August.
So what are you going to do? What's happening now? What are you going to do as a rural teacher?
It's impossible for us to travel back to schools. Why? Because first and foremost, we are incapacitated. We do not have money. The salaries that we are getting, they are below the poverty that I'm lying. Actually, we got paid last week, but now we don't have anything to show that we are paid. Because we paid around 25 RFC years to around some getting below than 10,000 because of too many things. And we have to actually, with that RFC, we have to go out to the black market and buy foreign currency that we're supposed to use to travel to school, because there is no one who wants to get any transport that charges in RFC years or swipe for the country. If we have RFC, we buy that cash. Imagine, secondly, we are teachers, we are parents. We have our children, I have to go to school. I have to go to other things, I have to use this to the law. I have to take my child to a boarding school. The money is not enough. Thirdly, the schools as a whole are not yet prepared for the opening. There was no income that has been coming to school for the past 3 months. Schools did not buy any people. The government is saying they are schools are ready there, but in my own school, we don't have anything. There was no change for the special school where parents are actually suffering. They can't even pay school fees of almost 300 other teachers. They are keen to pay them. So now we're going to the school. Where are they going to buy? How are they going to buy the tickets? Because we know that the government said that the parents should chip in buying tickets. These parents cannot afford. Because of lockdown, some of them, they are not waiting, they are not doing well. So it's very hard. They have to buy tickets, they have to pay tickets. Children have to be transported. It's very difficult. So I think the opening of school is, that's not it.
Regeisi mbohota wala nenine rurimi rweshona kuti muri kuona sei sevarairidzi vekumamisha nyaya iri kutaurwa nehurumende kuti zvikoro zvivhurwe nemusi wemuvhuro.
Okay, apa zvandiri kuona kuti zvikoro zvivhurwe nemusi wemuvhuro, ichii chisinga
Saka imi muchaita sei? Muchaita sei tishona kuti muri varairidzi vanorairidza kuzvikoro zvekumamisha. Muchaita sei manje? Muzvare Ndlovu, apa muri kupi uyezve vari munharaunda yenyu iyoyo vari kuti chii pamusoro penyaya iyi? Aiwa ndina mukoma Chris vari pano amusho vada kubvunza neendebele kuti kwakamira sei kwamuri ikoko. Chris, go ahead.
Njani Mandlovu?
Uyaphila njani ndani?
Siyaphila. Ungaphi kweZimbabwe?
Mina ngikhuluma ngiseMatrilino under iBubi district.
Oh, eBubi. Okay. Unjani kodwa umumo weCovid khona ngapha? Manje zivulwa izikolo iCovid yona ikhona, ibona ngani iza memetheka kakhulu na ngenxa yokuthi izikolo sezivule.
As I said, yeah, her line is bad, but at least she was able, because she's actually in deep rural Matabeleland, and then she was saying that, where she is, it's not only her and other rural teachers, but it's also the parents who are really having a hard time to think what are they going to do on Monday. So I'll keep trying. We can go ahead with our guests online.
Yes. Yeah, Mnumzana Ndlovu, njengoba uzwile lapho mama yakhuluma ukuthi akungani kule nhlupheko lendubo eziningi kungavula izikolo. How is South Africa handling the situation when the pupils go to back to school? I saw some school where kids were lining outside, and as they get into the class, they are forced to wash their hands and so forth. What other measures do you think Zimbabwe can adopt from there?
I think those, you know, measures of ensuring that hygiene levels are kept high, you know, and also rotating kids, which is what is done here in South Africa, is the biggest intervention actually. Mm. So kids don't go, their whole school does not go to school at the same time. You have your kid being told that that day is a Tuesday and Thursday and Friday, for example, so that there is no, to avoid crowding, to just avoid crowding. And then those that are, you know, interventions of ensuring that kids wash their hands, that they wear their masks, they also, you know, make sure that they are not all over the place. There is distancing there, even inside the class. There is no haphazard interaction. They sanitize. So if those measures are put in place, is you cannot totally eradicate the possibility of infections, but they are reduced to a large extent. And I hear the Ms. Job, who spoke a few minutes ago, and you can feel that they've really been thrown into a difficult situation.
Mm.
And theirs is no longer just about COVID. As I said even earlier, it's now clouded by issues of money, teachers needing to go to school and things like that. So they're in a more difficult situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, joining us now is another guest, Mr. Difa Wachapi Pango. Mnumzana, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga baba Kanti.
Yes, iphethe lapha indaba yezikolo. Ungasitshela ukuthi kona ngapho kwele bhilitane nxa abantwana kuthiwe baye esikolo ngesikhathi lesi ese-COVID-19, ngamanyathelo bani athathwayo, njalo ngamanyathelo anjani angafundwa yiZimbabwe?
Lapha ebhilitane babukande into kade beyigqugquzela kakhulu ngokuthi abantwana nxa behamba esikolo, okusho ukuthi bekade ngikubona kakhulu ukuthi ababalisi nxa umntwana engena eklasini balama-sanitizers aspreywayo, babesithi you are more effective umntwana ma engena noma nxa ephuma kulama-sanitizers aspreywayo. Njalo kade bezama ukuavoida ukuthi ama-teachers bengalokhu betshintshanisa ama-teachers kakhulu, bekungenye into ukwenzela ukuthi ukuavoida njalo ukuthi kungabi lokuthelelana okumkhuhlane kakhulu. Kodwa-ke kakhulu i-hygiene, ngibona engathi i-level of i-hygiene yana sasiyifunda esikolo ukuthi ufanele abantu bageze izandla, fanele abantu bazigcine behlanzekile sonke isikhathi. Kodwa-ke kakhulu ukusebenzisa ama-sanitizers kuyinto eqakathekile kakhulu, ngoba abantwana ama-masks, ungabatshela ukuthi bantwana fakana ama-masks, but kwesinye isikhathi sasesibona abanye abantwana uthola ukuthi umntwana usethethe i-mask wayitshintshana nomunye umntwana, benika nomunye uthi ngicela ukuze yakho i-mask ukuthi injani, eyakho iphefumula njani. Abantwana they don't take that into consideration ukuthi babekwazi ukuthi kuyabe kuyingozi konkwalo ukuthi sebengathelelana imikhuhlane, begcina bethatha umkhuhlane beyohambisa ebazalini. So ngibona engathi indlela i-issue yama-sanitizers kufanele kube yinto esemqoka kakhulu ukuthi babe ziqinise ukuthi abantwana nxa bengena eklasini bayasanitize, njalo babakhumbuze ukuthi nxa bekhona besenelisa ukufaka amamaski, abafake amamaski, kodwa-ke abangawatshintshani njalo amamaski. Kuqakathekile lokhuyana ngoba umkhuhlane lo is an airborne disease, ukuthi uyaphefumula, unganika omunye imaski yakho, omunye ugcina njalo thatha umkhuhlane wakho through ukuphefumulela laphana kumaski yakho. Yini uhlupho olunye kade lukhona ebekade sikhangelane nalo?
Ye, manje ngokubona kwakho inyathelo lalelithethwe yiZimbabwe ukuthi kuthiwe abantwana bavule ngomvulo, linyathelo olibona lilungile na?
Kusasenzima kakhulu babugande ukuthi abantwana bavule izikolo. Ye, siyazi ukuthi abantwana sibehlalele isikhathi eside kakhulu, especially abanye abasemareserva ukuthi abala-access yento zemfundo, ngoba bafana labasemadorobheni ukuthi banga-access ama-computers lani. Kodwa-ke uhlupho lwakhona lapho olukhona ukuthi indlela i-COVID isimo sayo lokho sasephezulu, lokho kusase lama transmissions amaningi, okungangokuthi yilokho kwenza ukuthi kube a bit difficult ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uqhubekele phambili, ulokho usenza uqhubekele phambili lokho usidla ubhedu wayelisa abantwana besesikolo, okuza kwenza ukuthi i-spread sakhona sibe nzima kakhulu. Njalo ekhaya kulabantu abadala kakhulu abagcina bethatha umkhuhlane wona besenikeza abadala, kugcina sesiba lohlupho olukhulu. Ngibona engathi elizweni lakithi leZimbabwe kulo mehluko omkhulu kakhulu, ngoba izinto eziningi, impilo ephile emareserva nempilo ephile emadorobheni kuyizinto ezimbili ezihlukeneyo. Kodwa kwezinye iy'ndawo uthola ukuthi noma ungazi kuthiwa kula ma reserve la zema tropeni pili kufanana kota ke mbore ngati kiti kuyati ngakali precaution kakhulu ama precautions ani takala kakhulu kuti abantu abakunjuze songa isikhathi kube into abayitelwa nearly every day kuze ukuthi kuze kusinge kusho.
Okay, thank you so much. Marvelous.
Kristana Muzvare Ndlovu zvakare veAmalgamated Law Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Muzvare Ndlovu, nyatsotitsanangurai kuti muri kupi pari zvino nokuti kuti vanhu vanyatsonzwisisa zvamakatarisana nazvo sevarairidzi vekumaruwa. Kuti muri kupi pari zvino kuti vanhu vanyatsonzwisisa kwamuri sevarairidzi vekumaruwa.
Okay,
kuenda risikata asi zvandiri kunzwa ndezvekuti muri kuti vana vasikana vechidiki vakawanda vakazvitakura nekuti vanga vari kuwanikwa vachienda kumamaini ari munzvimbo iyoyo. Ko imi sematicha ekumaruva muchakwanisa here kudzokera nemusi wemande iwoyu? Zvii zvimwe zvikwanisiro zvamungati mungada kuti mudzokere kunoticha? Rakakanganisika. Ko vanenge vachida kukubatsirai sevarairidzi kumamisha vanokuwana ikupi?
Madiki anisora ndinakunzwa.
Vanenge vachida kubatsira sangano renyu kana vamwe vovarairidzi kumamisha vanokuwana ipapi?
Okay, isusu ofisi ino yatizvino iri kuwanikwa iri ofisi itsva iri mutown. But even time could have Sarangu Kiwa, what she called now, only the things association. But the people who are much not. But the Kanavataku is wondering what you are going to do much not in Kuji, in the number of conditions,
Taurai shakare number
0718 062 729.
Aiwa mkoma Chris vari panapa ndizvo kuti vane mubvunzo here kusati tsati muende zvenyu nekuti foni yenyu iri kuti nesei Chris.
Yeah, mama ungasitela manje kuti lina njengenhlanganiso kuyini kahle kahle elikutshele uhulumende njalo libona ngani uzalalela yini izikhalazo zenu kakhulu izikolo njengoba sezivula?
Ngoba ari kukhala kwethu kube yinto abayilungisayo ngokuphuthuma. Ifika ngomhlaka 30 ifika abantwana bangakwanisa ukuhamba bodwa esikolo, ucele sokuyini okuyani okwenzakala unyaka odliye abantwana selo senza ukugama uyela muntu obakhangele isikolo ngoba ababalisi abasoze bafinyelele sokubuyela esikolo ngoba balaphela ukuthi bangabuyela njani.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Isibongele kakhulu.
Hayi, nami ngibonge kakhulu.
Thank you so much. We were hearing there from Mrs. Lovu, actually deep in rural Matabeleland, and she was just saying that just to even get to the schools for the rural teachers is going to be a challenge. Okay.
Yes, marvelous. We still have our guest, Mr. Gifa Wajapi Bango. Mr. Bango, please can you stay on the line? We want to show a brief video here from Bulawayo, from our reporter Ezra Chisa Smanda. He sent us this video, and let's see what the parents are saying, because some of the parents are very unhappy about the school's reopening.
Into obuhle ukuthi literally badala ischool fees.
Into esizise ubuhlungu nokuthi sibhadala ischool fees umntwana engafundanga. Because ukuthi kungaba njani ukuthi siqale ukubhadala next year sengingathi January umntwana wesikolo until December. Ngibhadala ischool fees esikwandile. Kanti singaze ngibhadala ischool fees still kuyafanayo. Because umntwana nami kafundanga lutho. Kodwa ukuthi ngibhadala ischool fees. Wese wami bafunda emakhaya kabakho edrobheni ukuthiwa kungcono bebefunda ama-online ndisendata. Emakhaya kakukho lokho. Anawo ama-online asilawo ama-teachers laba abafundisa emakhaya asilawo. Lapho bedrobheni bangcono ngoba bebefunda ama-online ndisendata. Manje ekhaya vele umntwana akazi lutho. Kuyenele ukuma isikolo kwase kwama-kwama. La ma-teacher esikolo athi athiwa ahamba yibo akula teacher kunani. Akula lathi ngaba bafunda ama-extra lesson ndisendata ekhaya kakukho lokho.
Yes, thank you there to Ezra for sending us that video. It shows some parents are really not happy about the schools reopening because they are saying that there's no money. Some of them were expecting the schools to reopen as late as next year. That's a very sad situation, marvelous.
Aiwapo tikunzwa kubva kune vamwe mubereki vari kutaura ivo kuti vanga vakatitarisira kuti vachazowanikwa ivo vana vachidzokera kuchikoro gore rinouya, asi pari zvino sezvo zvinhu zvakavaomera vari kuti mari chaiyo kuti vana vadzokere kuchikoro havana. Sezvatanzwa zvakare zvitaurwa namuzvari Ndlovu, avo vanova ivo murayiridzi vanoshanda vari pasi pevarayiridzi vanoshandira kumamisha vanga vari kutaurawo kuti ivo sevarayiridzi chokwadi havanawo mari yekudzokera, asi vabereki vemunharaunda imamo vari kutotaura zvakare kuti naivowo sevabereki vari kushushikana kuti vachadzokera sei, kuti vana vachadzokerwa sei kujikoro ikoku. Maybe if you can just give us your take on what we just saw and heard from the video that Justin is playing.
Mr. Bango.
Oh, I'm not sure if you...
Unfortunately, I did not see the video. I only heard the first briefing when Ezra was still asking the lady and she was still introducing herself. But unfortunately, I did not hear. Maybe most probably, if you can narrate it a bit, then maybe I can comment on it.
The parent there was just echoing what we heard being echoed by Ms. Bidlovu of the Rural Teachers Union, saying that, you know, right now they are, you know, they don't have any finances to send the children back to school as parents. And Ms. Bidlovu was speaking as a teacher, saying that she's a teacher, but she herself doesn't even have funds also to send her own kids back to school. So that's why I was just saying, what's your take on what you're seeing happening?
Truly speaking, the issue of my teachers is something which has been going on for quite a long time. And I think our government needs to take teachers into serious consideration, especially teachers are playing a major role within our society. So our teachers, we cannot have doctors, we cannot have soldiers, we cannot have policemen without teachers. So they have to try and ensure with the AMA teachers they also get something for them to be able to sustain impilo zabo while they're still going, while they're doing their duties at the same time. Because whether you want to go to school, but you cannot go and teach kids while it's in empty stomach. You cannot go and teach other kids while it's your own kids are still at home not doing now. So that's going to be a problem. That's going to be a problem at the same time. So I think they need to sit down and resolve this issue amicably, because one or the other, teachers are by equal conke esukinga actually in life. Because without teachers, actually, we would not think teachers. Nothing goes actually. Whether we teach a grade one or anything, but you know they have to respect teachers. They have to do something and assist teachers to ensure that they have imali for them to sustain impilos. And literally what they're asking of my teachers, they're not asking for imali nengi, but they're asking for something which will be like just like any other number of people. And by so doing, our teachers nowadays, they've lost value because of indaba yokuthi abaholi, because of they're becoming beggars and they're asking for everything. Now some teachers we've seen teachers because they want to steal, but bad teacher because they are facing crises. Isn't about thing I abanye we've seen our teachers they're becoming prostitutes. They're being prostitutes, but thing are that extra cash to ensure that they can sustain impilo zabo, including their kids. So, but ukuthi amatisha abuye le abe lesithunzi senzana, even for them ukuthi balaleleke when teaching kids, they need to be at the normal level. You know, any level, it's as if one of the teachers. Because umuntu uthahlonipheke, he or she needs to dress ngendlela eqondileyo. He needs to eat indlela etshengisayo ukuthi this is a professional person. Umuntu owabhatalelwa imali eziningi ukuze ukuthi ahambe to acquire that qualification that he or she holds. But in our days, umuntu osebenza olusa inkomo seems to live a better life rather than a teacher. So in the way I'm a teacher, to be quite honest, we are not saying which no manjani, but in reality, which teachers they need to be bafuna the normal salary etingakalayo ukwenza ukuthi baqhubekele phambili bayenze imisebenzi yabo ngendlela elungileyo ngoba badlala a major role within our society.
Thank you so much. Marvelous, we are getting closer to the end of the show, but in other breaking news, we know there is a lot happening in Afghanistan. So we have a video here on Afghanistan. Let's take a watch for a few minutes and then we'll come and report.
Hirawi went to Afghanistan to visit her ailing father 3 months ago. The resident of the U.S. state of Tennessee, who did not want her identity revealed to protect friends and family, said she and her children had to cut the trip short and rush to Kabul airport after the Afghan government abruptly fell on Sunday. Arabi says it took her nearly 24 hours to reach the airport through the Taliban's checkpoints and crowds of the people outside.
When we reached near to the entrance of the airport, the area was controlled by the Taliban. The Taliban would not let people pass. They were shooting and beating them. Many people got wounded. After much effort, we reached to the second gate, and after 4 hours, about 400 to 500 American troops came out. Fortunately, I was a U.S. citizen and had my passport and documents, and they let us enter the airport.
She says the crowds grew desperate outside the airport as they tried to escape the Taliban fighters who now controlled the capital city.
When we wanted to enter the airport, a woman lying on the ground, she was then trampled by the crowd. I tried my best to rescue her, but unfortunately, I was not able to do so. I had my daughter in my hands. I'll never forget that moment.
Sultan Alizada is another Afghan-American who traveled to Kabul with his wife and three children to visit his mother. Alizada talks about his disturbing experience reaching Kabul airport last week to return home.
The shooting was intense, and an empty cartridge hit my younger daughter's face and burned her face and injured her lip.
He says his children are suffering from trauma and they do not want to visit Afghanistan anymore.
My older daughter, who is wiser, was saying, I will never go to Afghanistan, and coming to Afghanistan this time was a mistake.
The U.S. has said that approximately 88,000 people have been airlifted since July from Kabul airport, where thousands of people are still stranded. Mohammed Ahmadi, VOA News, Washington.
Yes, thank you so much. That day is a story about Afghanistan, where the United States pulled off its army and led to the Taliban taking over the country. And there, that was the situation being described there in that video. Yeah, now back to our topic of schools reopening on Monday. So, Mnumzana Tifa, ungasipha nje awakho ukugcina ukuthi ubona njani umumo oyenzakalayo ekhaya lo ukuthi bayakhuluma abanye abazali bathi bona imfundo isiza buyela emuva ngenxa yakhona lokho. Kodwa besilomunye nje umhlonitshwa uMnumzana Bernard Bhekilizwe Ndlovu othi yena izikolo zavalwa okweminyaka engu-2 edlula emibili ngesikhathi sempi, kodwa imfundo kayiwanga. Wena ukubona njani lo?
Mina ngezingami babugande ngiyazi sibili ukuthi we have got a generation, ikakhulukazi abantwana abangamankazana ababe kukuthi bayakhula kwesinye isikhathi ukukhula kwabo lokhuyana kuyabe kusenza ukuthi bagcine ekugcineni abanye bathola sebekhulelwe bengasaqhubi imfundo yabo ngendlela efaneleyo. But what I would suggest ukuthi mina bekade ngikukhangelele kathesi we are towards the end of the year. Abantwana, since the beginning of the year, abantwana akula nto abake bayifunda due to ama strikes kade ikhona, due to i-crisis ye-COVID kade ikhona. Mina ebekade ngibona ingathi bekungabe ngcono ngokuthi abantwana ngabe ukuthi abaqalise izikolo ngo-January baqalise kuhle, everyone prepared, lama teachers eku-same level, ama-agreements yonke into isi-ayune out, lama-COVID, ama-COVID outbreaks abe kukuthi lawo they will be down at that particular time. So mina ebekade ngikukhangelele nje because honestly ngikhangelele ukuthi abantwana izikolo zingavulwa ngo-January because we have seen it as isikhulume lesesinye esijile ukuthi previously isikhathi sempi izikolo they were closed for quite a long time. But zaqala phansi because everyone was prepared ukuthi aqalise ku-same page, aqalise in a proper way. But bayenelisa ukuthi even after impi izikolo zavulwa, abantu be-prepared bavula kwaqhutshekelwa phambili and everything was normal. So kathesi abantwana bazahamba bayabuyela esikolo. Imali yabazali ababe beyiluza ama-fees abayibhatalelayo esikolo, accommodation abayibhatalela esikolo, ikudla abantwana bakubhatalela ukuthi abantwana bayekudla esikolo, but imali le it just goes down the drain because these kids akula nto abazayihlomula esikolo. There is absolutely nothing because they did not learn nothing So into a corner of the routine, I will talk to you in January so that they start everything on the same page. But who again, now you can't get the record today. Local chasing boarding at Inje into Enga Sose, it can be good because through our disagreements and a lot of corner through our government, Lava is still that's gonna drag down any of the any of the any epinomia again. Then from there, the still get Fanana Abantana Basso, look at Escolo, Ukuana Kara was into surviving West. So, I'm going to think the thing about our government, why is this is a land, why one is looking at Norita Bantara, but I just follow what January, Bonka want to be Lunseling, Apo Konga, Ophana to be about Lunseling, Apo Jara, the more COVID cases, Malaysia is cutting them, which I say, Loga Kulu, Yenjela, Espona, if vaccination, look at Kuwega, upon the Lucy, about they are getting vaccinated more and more. So, most of our bringing Malaysia's cutting is into services in town and there's more. There's a for everyone, which are aware of the school and aware of normal lifestyle.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tifa Wachapi Pango, for joining us. Like I said, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Marvelous, you'd like to wrap up?
Yes, just to mention maybe on the video that we just saw of what's happening in Afghanistan, I actually had the pleasure to speak to a Zimbabwean who was in Afghanistan with 80 other Zimbabweans, and they were able to be repatriated or evacuated out of Afghanistan in June. So, you know, he said because of the situation in the country, they were working for a company that worked for the United States government. They were informed that their contracts were no longer are going to be renewed. His name is Yasha Majese. He was able to give us an exclusive interview to just tell us about the situation in Kabul in Afghanistan, but he's back home in Zimbabwe with 80 other Zimbabweans.
Okay. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, like I said, we have run out of time and hope we meet again soon. My name is Chris Gandhi, but before we go,
maybe let's also thank our guests who were here with us. There was Miss Ndlovu.
There's marvelous.
I was going to comment as well about Afghanistan because it's a place that I know, it's a place that I've been there before. So
really?
I think I can see my group on SABC previously. I was commenting about issue Afghanistan, which is the only way to we'll discuss that safe. So anyway, I'll comment next time.
Maybe next time, yeah.
Oh, very interesting. I didn't know this, but I wanted to bring the Zimbabwean angle. So it's very interesting that you've been there. So we'll touch base with you, but would like to thank you
for
being our guest this evening and Ms. Ndlovu of the Amalgamated World Teachers Union of Zimbabwe.
Yes, and we also had Mr. Ndlovu, another Mr. Ndlovu, who is Mr. Bernard Begilizwe Ndlovu. It was a Ndlovu affair. Thank you so much for joining us. Until we meet the same time next week, my name is Chris Gandhi. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Ntanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. Have a very great day.
Thank you.